So this is where Jonah was heading. He was going the opposite direction of Nineveh that he was supposed to go to. So the fish brought him on back, and he went over to Nineveh then the second time. But it all began in Joppa. Now, Peter was in Joppa, but he's not only called Simon Peter here, but he's also living at the house of Simon the Tanner. So it's a double hearing. He's got both ears open now. So when Cornelius' servants came to call him to go and preach to the nations, it's not Nineveh this time, now it's the people representing Rome, Peter is Simon Peter, and he hears the word, he gets a revelation, he goes down, and he hears it, and he goes with them, and this is what happens. The Spirit of God is poured out, just like on Nineveh, where the whole city repents. All of these are types and shadows that overlay on each other. These are prophetic patterns of the future kingdom of God in the earth. And it's not so future. It really began in Peter's day, but it's really going to be completed now. And it's not completed until all nations have come under the feet of Jesus Christ. When all nations do what Nineveh did, and they repented, when all nations do what Cornelius and his family did, these are types and shadows, then is the kingdom of God fully manifested in the earth. I won't say the kingdom of God is established in the earth, because it's already been established as a toehold, but it must fill the earth. And that is the whole force of Scripture. Micah 4:2 tells us that the word will go forth from Zion and Jerusalem, which I believe is the new Zion and the new Jerusalem, and all nations will flow to it and say, hey, we want to learn the law of the Lord. That's a part of this as well, in Isaiah 2, verse 3. All of this is going to be fulfilled here. Look at Acts 10, verses 35 and 36 again. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. The word was sent to the children of Israel, but it was not meant to be just for them, because he is Lord of all, not just all Israel. It's even these beast nations, these iron nations, the so-called enemies of Israel,